do it.
Let's do it. Who starts? You start. Go.
Hello. Happy Monday, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, the show where we make today make sense. We do. That is our promise to you. We do it.
You sound extremely chipper today, and I should just say I'm a little bit cranky. That's all. I just want everybody to know that. It is. Okay. It's fine. It's
you
okay.
Know what?
Some
We're
days
here to
you
help.
Got it, and some days you don't. And I don't got it today. So we'll do it.
I feel you.
Okay. So, like Molly said, Monday, making today make sense. Oh, I'm Kai Rizdahl, and we'll take 15 minutes of your time and proceed on about our merry way. How about that?
Welcome, first timers. You know what? What we're going to do too is try to achieve mood equilibrium because, like, I'm a little peppy, Kai's a little down. We're going to meet right in the middle.
That's right.
At mood equilibrium. Right. That's the plan.
That works for me.
All right. What
that
do we got for news?
Works for me.
The news is
all right. So I got two.
Bring me to Kai.
Well, you've got the biggie, right? You beat me to the biggie, but I think it's. Oh, no. You changed your mind. You changed your thing.
No. Nope. Same.
Oh.
Same.
Oh,
I just
okay. All right.
So here's this thing that Kai does. I'm going to peek behind the curtain. Here's the thing that Kai does that annoys me every day because Kai is so responsible
really?
That he goes into the rundown and he types the words like the actual headline and then links them in the Google Doc.
There's a way you can do it. It just does it automatically.
Oh, it does. I was like, why is he doing this like super techy thing?
Down and, no, I'm not. It just does it.
Oh, all right. I'm going to FaceTime you later for a little tutorial. So anyway, okay. It's the same All link. Right. I just put in the headline.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Okay. And now
well,
you know.
So let's
how the
start.
Show works.
This is how we put it together. And it's amazing it gets on the air every day or on the pod or on the download, whatever. We have to start with Pfizer and 12 to 15-year-olds, right? Because that's the big,
yes.
big news, right?
That so is the big,
emergency
big news
youth authorization
that is breaking.
Has been authorized. Yes, breaking like within the last
right
hour.
Now.
Mm-hmm. So if you got a 12 to 15-year-old, line them up for the shots, peeps, because Pfizer can go in their arms. And that's the big news. That's ginormous
It is.
News.
Don't yeah. do what I did, though, which was immediately send this story without reading it to my ex-husband and be like, go find an appointment. He was like, I'm going to go find an appointment. And then read the story and realize that a CDC advisory committee now has to meet to review the data and make recommendations before the shots can start happening. So there is one thing left. And once that happens, presumably the shots can start happening immediately.
Okay. So me and your ex-husband, same, because I went looking for the appointments and then I read more and I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, it was my fault too. I didn't read it either. I just literally sent him a screenshot of the breaking news report and was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But it is huge news for people who want to feel, you know, safe having their kids back at school, for kids who are like, oh, hey, that's nice that you're vaccinated, parents, but we're not.
Right.
But it raises this other issue that we've been talking about a lot, because the other thing that was reported today earlier before this big announcement of hope for America's adolescents was that a coronavirus variant first found in India is now, according to the WHO, being referred to as a variant of concern. Specifically, they're worried that it might be able to evade some vaccinations or be more infectious. They don't know that much yet, but it seems like it has the potential to evade vaccines. And all of that led me to I love this newsletter by Matt Stoller called Big. It's just like about monopolies and it's super interesting. And he's a firebrand for sure. But he had a really interesting one over the weekend newsletter talking about what a big deal it was to release the IP for the vaccines. And giving a lot of examples of times when, you know, essentially companies were forced to share their IP for a great global good. And in this case, it is obviously that. And he notes that on an investor call last month, the CFO of Pfizer said, we're most likely going to make our real money. Like, yes, we made money distributing this vaccine, but it was at a really low price, like a dollar a dose, because that is what the situation demands. For annual booster shots, he said they'll be able to charge more like $19.50. I'm sorry, $19.50 is what they charge now. What they're hoping is that they'll be able to get to a more normal price of $150 to $175 per dose.
Oh, man.
The reason, and this is coming back to India, The reason Matt Stoller notes and the reason Pfizer notes that boosters will be necessary is because the virus is still out of control in other parts of the world. If we expeditiously vaccinate everyone before the virus has time to keep spreading in populations and mutate, and a way to expeditiously vaccinate the world is to open up the IP so that it can be produced globally simultaneously. If we do that, there probably won't be as much of a need for $150 per dose ongoing booster shots. He calls it ghoulish incentives, which it is.
Yeah.
But they're ghoulish in the sense, too, that like it's also just we don't want that for all of the reasons. We don't want that.
Yep.
And it's such a weird tale of two stories.
India and the US. And you know, that's why you and I came out strong the other day and said, you know, we got to share this stuff because it's a pandemic is by definition global. And just because we're all getting better and getting our shots and our kids are getting their shots, you know, look at the front pages of any newspaper in the world and you'll see India and you go, oh, yeah, now I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. Okay, so I've got two reasonable quickies. One of which is about Facebook. 44 attorneys general from states and territories have written to Facebook and said, hey, look, Instagram for kids younger than 13, that's a terrible, terrible idea. And Facebook said, yeah, we know. But, and this is a quote from the spokesman, as every parent knows, kids are already online. We want to improve this situation by delivering experiences that give parents visibility and control over what their kids are doing. It's going to be Facebook's solution to everything that plagues Facebook is more Facebook, as we know. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, I know kids are lying and they're already on there at 13 and I'm reasonably sure my daughter did, but that's a whole different parenting podcast we should do. But, you know,
And that's parenting,
there's no incentive
and
for
not
Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook decided right. for us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's no business motivation that's going to make Facebook say, oh, no, you're right, attorneys general from 44 states and territories. We're not going to do this. That's just not the way this is going to play. And I think we all need to be realistic about this. Number two, I have an issue with headline writers all across the country today. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should be calling this pipeline thing a hack. I understand that technically it is and it's ransomware and all of that. But I think most of us have become conditioned to think of hacks as personal data for 344 million people got stolen today, or credit card data was stolen. And that's really not what this is, right? This is an infrastructure operational technology problem that is going to conceivably be really, really severe unless we get serious. And yes, the White House made all kinds of noises today and the president came out and said, yes, we know it was this group that is a known hacker and ransomware firm and oh, by the way, we're doing something. But I think as long as people think it's just a hack, it's like, oh, it'll be all right. It's fine. You know? And that's just so not true. And you and I have talked about this before, and especially when that book from Nicole Perlroth came out, who I think you had on tech, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to call it a shutdown.
A shutdown. You know? It was a shutdown.
In this case,
look, the title of that book
down.
Was... Yes. Yes.
Yep.
The title of the book was, they tell me this is how the world ends. And you know what? This could be how the world ends if we start, if we don't stop thinking about this as a shutdown. That's exactly right. And so I would just encourage people to be aware, you know?
Right. A takeover. Exactly. I mean, you're absolutely right. Like the language has to get a lot more dramatic. And so does the response. I mean, it's just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We are, as we know from that book and from that interview, just truly terrifyingly behind the curve when it comes to infrastructure.
Yeah.
We are arguably super screwed. I saw today, I raised this as a related link to your story about Facebook, actually. I got a press release from GLAAD, who put out, which put out, what does GLAAD stand for? Gay and Lesbian, it's an LGBTQ support trade group, basically, AAD. Put out a report today or this weekend, their first ever social media safety index, marking a baseline evaluation of LGBTQ. Yeah. And basically we're like, all of social media is uniformly unsafe. It is effectively, and I'm quoting now, the entire sector is effectively unsafe for LGBTQ users. Of special concern is the prevalence and intensity of hate speech and harassment. So you can kind of extrapolate from that, that it's effectively unsafe for anyone, and particularly children. And Facebook's response is over and over just going to be like, yes, we hear you and we will think about your complaints as we develop this money-making product that is all about being more transparent and having more control. Right. No, thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. Totally.
Okay. So time to make me smile. Let I can see why you're in that mood. I can see why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Just generally cranky.
You know what I did? I have not been on Twitter in 3 days. Like, I was like, why do I feel heavier today as opposed to the sort of creeping depression that I'm feeling for weeks?
That can be it.
Yeah. I feel way better, speaking of effectively unsafe. Way better.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
All right, Liana, hit us. Make it the make me smile.
There we go. Okay, there's only one, and you got it first, so you get to start. You get to go.
I can't believe you also saw this. This is so wonderful. Oh, someone must have tweeted it at us, is probably why, although I wasn't on Twitter. Yeah. But, so, okay, the ostensible news here is that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are apparently back after calling off their engagement 17 years ago, leading us to the laugh. The chemistry is unreal, which is good for them. Yes. They're both very handsome. Like, great.
Yes.
The tweet that won, I assume, the entire internet, which I wasn't on much today, comes from Red Painter One, who says, like the cicadas, Bennifer returns every 17 years to haunt us. I mean, it's so good.
One hopes
there was
they'll
a cicada
happy,
tie-in.
Have you seen, by the way, some of the pictures of some of the cicadas that are starting to come out? Those guys are ugly, man.
They're pretty upsetting. They really are. Somebody from the Midwest was describing them. Who was that this weekend? A friend was over and was describing that. Like, she's like, oh, yeah, they come out of the ground and then you stick them on your window screen and they hang there and then they sort of crawl out of this exoskeleton thing. And her description of it was just like so horrifically alien that I was like, I changed my mind. Like, this isn't that fun at all. Cicadas are not fun.
I have to get a hold of my son in Washington and see how he's holding up. D.C., that is.
The chemistry is unreal.
Yeah.
But the cicadas. Yeah. No interest in better.
How do you pronounce that movie they made? Geely? Jiggly? What's the name of that movie?
Oh, Geely.
The terrible, terrible movie they made. Geely? Yeah. Uh-huh. Geely 2 Geely. Coming to you.
Oh, I forgot
to
about
the
that.
You. Yes.
Do we need to watch it as part of our new cicada season? And do we think that this reunion will last about as long as the cicada season?
I don't know. I mean, look, this is a rebound for her, right? She just broke up, or she and A-Rod just broke up. I don't know who broke up with whom. But if I were Ben Affleck, I would tread lightly on this one. She's hurting. So, you know.
It's true. Don't you hurt her again, Ben.
All right. Stop.
Or as my brother refers to him, and I'm not sure why, Ben Hufleck. Anyway, okay, that's it for today. We are not doing a celebrity news podcast. It's only cicada jokes. For now, send your questions for now, you know, the next few hours until we're back with you tomorrow morning. Send questions, comments to makemesmart@marketplace.org. Tomorrow, we're doing a deep dive on school reopening. It is almost the end of the school year for a lot of parents, and a lot of parents are still like, not 100% sure what is going to happen in the fall. And we had, and I listened to your show from Friday and realized that schools not being 100% open are currently having potentially a huge impact on employment. The economy cannot fully reopen until schools reopen because they are effectively childcare. So what is it going to look like in the fall? We're going to try to like peek ahead at the remaining issues.
And also, if you happen to listen to this podcast between now and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, West Coast time, hit us with your questions because, you know, your parents, those of you who have children, look, we're going to have an expert. And what do you want to know? And how, I mean, this is like life-changing stuff for kids and parents.
How big a deal is this for you? Yeah. 1 to 11.
This podcast right here.
11.
11, 12 maybe. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Erica Phillips does our newsletters and our Make Me Smart explainers.
Today's program was engineered by Liana Squillace. Ben Tolliday and Daniel Ramirez composed our theme music. Bridget Bodner was in charge today, the executive director of On Demand, is Sitara Navas. We could just chit-chat as long as we want. We got the long music.
I know. We got the long music. We got cicadas.
Cicadas.
What's going on in the Slack? Anything?
So funny.
No, look at this. Harper's Bazaar tweets, newly single Alex Rodriguez posts an ode to Jennifer Lopez on his Instagram story. As the kids say, he's down bad.